Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from Internology for Bytes by MSDN. Today our guest is Mark Racinovich, technical fellow, as high as it gets in the technical food chain at Microsoft. Mark, thanks a lot for coming.
Thanks, Tim.
So we're here at the PDC. This is a .NET developer audience. I can speak on behalf of all .NET developers. We want to know if you Win16 programmer guys actually do manage code, respect managed code. Do you hate it like we hear, you Windows people?
Yeah, we really don't respect you guys at all. No, actually, that's not true.
I know.
There's a lot of the people in the Windows core team that are developing low-level, writing in C and C++ that have never done managed code. I've played a little bit with managed code, but when it comes to recognizing the way that most applications should be written.
Most applications.
There's right. exceptions to the rule.
Of course.
But managed code is absolutely the way to go.
Okay, frameworks, there it is.
Frameworks that increase productivity, C# and garbage collection, that means you don't have to worry about memory so much.
The right threading models.
Yeah, the right threading models. Yeah. I mean, that stuff, the less you've got to do on that side of things, where if you go with native code and where there's not a bunch of great frameworks there, the more you got to worry about those kinds of things that, and not spend as much time on the things that matter to your customer, right?
So there you heard it, once and for all. So Mark, you're doing a kernel talk here at the PDC. What's in there that's interesting for the .NET developer?
The kernel talk is a lot about the under the hood changes that are just invisible but make the system better, make it scale better, make it run faster, make it smaller, make it have better power efficiency. There's a feature that was directly put in place for managed code developers and the Visual Studio team. It's called User Mode Scheduler, which makes it possible to implement task-based parallelism in a very efficient way on top, you know, as an application development model. So a model where your application's in charge of scheduling itself. So you minimize context switches in the kernel because you've got a pile of work and you're feeding that to different threads of execution in a very efficient manner. And prior to this release, the best model we had for that was something called Fiber Mode. And Fiber Mode has a number of limitations to it. One of them is that the kernel is not aware of fibers. And so if you end up starting some work on one fiber and finishing on another, you might actually be on a separate kernel, a different kernel thread. And there's state associated with certain Windows APIs that get attached to kernel threads or even the user mode part of the threads. And so when you switched, your state was left behind on the other thread when you switched to another fiber on a different thread, and that causes problems. So not many people have used fibers because of that. With user mode scheduling, now we've got this model where the kernel threads and user mode thread states follow each other. So if you do happen to make a system call and end up on a different, and you're on a different thread at that point, we switch you back to connect your user mode and kernel mode state. I know that's probably not terribly clear without a full background on the
Well, that's
the
why you're doing a session. Yeah. You're one of the most popular speakers here. I'm sure you'll have thousands of people. So let's end this a little bit lighter. What encompasses the day of Mark Racinovich? Do you even spend any time in Outlook? Is there any politics in your job? Or are you slinging Win16, Win32 code night and day?
I definitely try to steer clear of politics. I don't manage anybody. I've actually got one person that reports to me, and that's Bryce Cogswell, who was my partner before I joined Microsoft at Winternal Software. And so he doesn't really report to me. It's just on a paper kind of thing.
Right.
So I never managed anybody there, so I could focus purely on technical things, on writing, on speaking. But as far as work on Windows, it's work on Windows architecture, working with the Windows core team. Right now we're looking at what we're going to do for Windows 8.
Really?
Yeah. And then, you know, in my spare time as a hobby, I still do sysinternal tools.
Of course.
So that
of
keeps
course.
Me sane.
Outstanding. Okay, thank you so much,
sure.
Mark, and thank you for watching.